We spent this whole week previewing the Tennessee Titans offense here with Jim Wyatt. Jim, we've seen this offense make a lot of improvements during the offseason. Where have you seen the biggest improvement?
I think at the receiver position, and I think this year so many options at that spot. Last year, Rishard Matthews led the team with 65 catches, led him in receiving yards as well. Tied for him in catches with Delanie Walker, followed by DeMarco Murray, and then you had to go to Tajay Sharpe, who was second in receiving yards, but fourth in catches. Now you've got a ton of new talent, new players who can elevate that position to a completely different level. And I'm talking about Corey Davis, I'm talking about Taywan Taylor, I'm talking about Eric Decker. All those players have improved this receiving core and should make it a really good one in 2017.
What is the number one question that you need answered going into 2017?
Well, I think how high is the ceiling? Because with all these new players, I don't think it's necessarily a position that I'm looking at saying I wonder how it's going to pan out. I think the offensive line is set. Obviously, the running back position is as good as it's been. Tight end position with Delanie Walker there now with Jonnu Smith added to the equation should be better. And then I talked about the receivers and how much talent that is at that position. I think now how good can it be with Terry Rubisky another year in the system, with Marcus Mariota another year into his career. A ton of potential there. Just how good can it be?
Who is the draft pick on offense that you're most excited to see?
I'm anxious and excited to see Taywan Taylor, and anxious also to find out what the Eric Decker addition means to him and to the team, because Taywan Taylor was one of the stars of this offseason from beginning to end, consistently, you know, made plays, didn't look like a rookie out there at all. And then the team signs Eric Decker, not because the rookie receivers were floundering, but just to give yourself another veteran presence, insurance, a really good free agent was on the market. They went out and got him. What does that mean for Taylor? I still think he's going to have a big role on this team in 2017, but how much Decker does certainly will play into how much playing time Taywan Taylor gets as well.
Is there a position that you're keeping an eye on going forward?
I'd say receivers. I mean, it's going to be fun to watch Corey Davis and see his career take off. I mentioned Taylor earlier. You add Decker to the mix. I mean, anytime you have newness, I think that's what gets a lot of intrigue, and that's where a lot of cameras are going to be pointed at during training camp and during the course of the preseason. I'm curious to see how some of these guys do.
Who is the star that emerges on offense that does not have a number 8 on his jersey? Not Marcus Mariota.
He has a number 8 on his jersey, but he also has a 4 behind it. And I'm going with Corey Davis, because he was held back at the start of the offseason program and throughout OTAs. And when we saw the handcuffs come off of him a little bit as his ankle injury improved, we saw even more what he's about. Guy snatching footballs out of the air. He's catching and going. We haven't even seen the pads on this guy yet, and he already looks big and physical. So I think he has the potential to be a really special NFL player, and I think it starts in 2017.
A lot to watch with this Titans offense, and that was just a little preview with my friend Jim Wyatt here. Next week, we are going to be previewing the Titans defense with Mike Keith, and it's going to be right here at TitansOnline.com.